no more. Still can't the way that you made. Incredible God deserves incredible praise. Oh, oh, oh. Incredible God deserves incredible praise. I've had some problems, some great and some small. You, being God, delivered me from them all. Still I can't believe all the ways that you made. An incredible God deserves incredible praise. What kind of God would do this for me? Victory, grace and mercy. He is so special, simply incredible. An incredible God deserves incredible praise. An incredible God deserves incredible praise. An incredible God deserves incredible praise. Oh, an incredible God deserves incredible praise. Praise, incredible. Praise, incredible. Praise, incredible. He deserves incredible praise. He deserves incredible praise. He deserves incredible praise. He's incredible. He's incredible. He's incredible. He's incredible. He's a healer. He's a healer. He's a healer. Yes, he is. He's a healer. He's incredible. He's incredible. He's incredible. Yes, he is. He's incredible. An incredible God deserves incredible praise. An incredible God deserves incredible praise. Oh, an incredible God deserves incredible praise. Oh, an incredible God deserves incredible praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you are incredible. Hallelujah. We bless your name today. You are healer. You are a peacemaker. You are a waymaker. You are a miracle worker. You are a promise keeper. And God, we love you because that is who you are. And so this morning, we thank you for being great. We thank you for being a good, good father. We thank you for blessing us and keeping us. We thank you, Lord, because you are amazing. Hallelujah. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. We thank you and bless your holy name, Father. We bless you because you are our Father every single day. And as we have celebrated Father's Day all around the world, Father, we celebrate you today and we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We love on you this morning, Father, because you are a good, good Father. You are a good, good Father. Hallelujah. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I am loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whispers of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleasing, that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are, it's who you are, and I am loved by you. It's who I am, thank you, Jesus. It's who I am, it's who I am. I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we can say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I am loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. Jesus, you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. Jesus, you're a good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I am loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. God, we bless you and we praise your name. We glorify you and we give you the honor, because you're an incredible God. And you deserve incredible praise. Hallelujah. And we bless his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to each of you to the Master's Call. Again, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California. I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this. God is incredible, and he deserves incredible praise because he is a good, good Father. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you. We thank you, God, that we may have had some problems, big ones and some small ones, God. We thank you, God, though, because you are a bigger God, and we thank you that you have delivered us from every single situation, Father. And we just thank you because you are incredible and you deserve our praise. So this morning, we just praise you and thank you and glorify you and honor you and celebrate you and thank you because you have been a good, good father. And as the world celebrated fathers on yesterday, and we will continue to celebrate them each and every day, we just simply came by here to say thank you for being the best father that we have. We thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you for every person that has dialed in and those that will listen later, God. We pray that your shalom peace will saturate them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, that they will realize that they walk in victory, that you have given us new mercies and new grace this day, God, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you for the co-founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, God. We pray right now that you would continue to elevate them, that you would continue to bless them, that you would continue to prosper them. We thank you for Artist Life and for the DSD Leon family, for every distributor, past, present, and future, oh God. We pray that the products will still continue to transform lives, Father, for all of those who are traveling. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, traveling graces and mercy to them, oh God. No weapon formed against any of us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in condemnation, God, you have it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for victory. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for healing. We thank you for dominion. We thank you for power. We thank you for your unconditional love. We thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for the blood because it still works. We thank you for power. We thank you for provision. We thank you, God, for your promises that have not expired. And so on this day, God, we say you are a good, good father, and you are incredible, and you deserve incredible praise. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. And we say together in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. I am now going to turn this call over to our hostess with the mostest. Are you out there this morning?
I am, Minister Tiffany, and I'm telling you, I just felt like all we needed was the Hammond B3 organ, and we could just keep on going. Praise the Lord for bringing us in with your worship this morning and that prayer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You touched all points. We thank God for you and how you allow him to use you for his kingdom. Well, good morning, my Master's Call family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts-Paxson and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I welcome you to the Master's Call. Well, this call was founded almost 10 years ago, October 25th in 2010, by our amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Paxson and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We have a scripture verse that we stand on, and that can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where you can go to hear all the messages, and I'm going to tell you, I was not on the call Friday, but I went back and listened to the playback. You can get the playback. I listened to that, and Dr. Vanessa, I'm telling you, God bless you. What a lesson. What a word. And family, that was the best history lesson I have gotten on Juneteenth, because, you know, they didn't teach Juneteenth when I was in high school. So if I'm telling you, not only do you get messages, need to go back to the playback, but you can get a good history lesson too. So thank you so much for that, Dr. Vanessa. But anyway, we have a website, www.themessagecall.net, where all the messages have been archived as well as all the bios of our speakers. We have a theme this year, and that theme is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us. The evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, we always tell you this, family. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as you heard Minister Tiffany do, or perhaps you are a worshiper, a psalmist, as you also heard her do, or perhaps you would like to host, as I am doing right now, and we don't make this up what we're saying. We will give you a script, so you don't have to be afraid that I don't know what to say, because we provide that for you. Or perhaps God has given you a word, because we're not going to give you the word to say, but perhaps God has given you a word that you want to share. I cannot tell you how much we would love to have you join this team. We're always open to new family members, and because you look like family already anyway, it would be wonderful if you would join this team. So if that is you, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrero, will be in contact with you. Now, the company that got us all together is, it was once called Artist International, which is now called Artist Life. And there are a lot of products there that can help you to become healthier. The company's been in business for over 30 years. And to find out more about that, about Artist Life, please give us the person who told you about this call. I can guarantee you they would love to have you know more information. Now, there's another call immediately following this call, and that's the new morning motivational call held every Monday through Friday morning. And the call is led by a team of great leaders who will give you vital information about the benefits of the artist's products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. And today is Inspirational Monday, and so you're going to get a lot of information from that call today. The host will be Pastor Vanessa, and Minister, the Honorable Cynthia Cox, will be the speaker. Well, so much with the announcements, because I want to get on and introduce you to our speaker this morning, and she is absolutely no stranger to this call. As a matter of fact, she is one of our co-founders. She hails from Monticello, Mississippi. She's a native of Alcorn State University. She was commissioned as the Army chaplain. She has pastored in services, and you can catch her pastoring even now at different churches throughout the state. She was the first artist ambassador. She is just someone whom we love. She has two children, and they are Elijah Jr. and Devola, and she has five grandchildren. And I must say, too, that she has been married for 35 years, and then she was married again to Elijah, and then she was married again to Mr. Lester Roberts, who went on home to be with the Mr. Patton, who went on home to be with the Lord a couple years ago. But I'm going to tell you, this Dr. P.K. Roberts, she will give a right time, a right on time word. She is obedient to the Spirit. She is beautiful. And I have to say, she is so energetic. She is royal. She is tenacious. And if you just hear her talk, you know that she is a strong woman. And she is sanctified. So I want to introduce this time and present to others our co-founder, whom we all love, our Dr. Super Fantastic, none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Dr. P.K., are you there?
Minister Willard, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for that introduction. Thank you for all that you do for us here at Master's Call. Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. God bless you, each and every one of you. My dear sister in the ministry, Tiffany Lauderdale, Lord knows. My hat's off to you. I'm out here in California, and I absolutely struggle to get up. And you get up singing. Girl, you know I'm an incredible God. An incredible God deserves an incredible praise. And you are a good, good father. Those are two of, I just love both of them. Thank you for what you do. And you just greeted us and prayed. And I'm just like Minister Willer. Let's just say amen and go on home. But, you know, we got to deal with the, my sister, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. What y'all think y'all doing? You better get yourselves on out there and go to work and preach up something and teach up something and do something. So we thank God for her as well, who is absolutely, I call her the glue that keeps all of us together. You all, as we get ready to go out here today, I just want to pause to thank also my Tradera friends and business associates who followed me on yesterday, and now you are over here today. I hear you out here. Rico, I'm really, really surprised to hear you. Thank God that you are up and moving, and so, so thankful for the walk that you have with the Lord and what you do here in our lives and how you encourage us. I also, Pastor Ellis, Minister Elder Ellis, I thank God for you for just loving and praying for me. You all, we are in a time, we are in a time, we are in a time. We worshiped God on yesterday with a sermon, It Is Time, and did a part of it yesterday, and I just was just a little too emotional. So I said, this morning, I'm going to CK and I rock it steady and keep this thing in the road this morning. I also want to acknowledge that as we are celebrating Father's Day, oh, he's a good, good father. As we were celebrating Father's Day on yesterday, someone asked the question about our calling fathers here on earth and acknowledging Father who is in heaven. Well, I want you to understand that there is only one. It doesn't matter what you call folk down here. We know that Almighty God in heaven is the one who absolutely holds this world, this earth, all in his hands. As we get ready to go into our word today, we're going to go back to the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter, and we're going to rock it steady right there just for a little while. The scripture, and I chose this book because I believe that it describes where we are here in America. I need not go down the litany of the painful and uncertain incidents that have taken place in this year. We want to make it an acceptable year of the Lord. I tell you, the first 6 months I don't believe have been acceptable. We've got to do a lot of work to get there. So the first thing we need to do is identify, acknowledge where we are. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. And then go from there. If we don't acknowledge that we have a problem, somebody says, there is no way for us to dismantle that thing and make it what it should be. So we are living in a time where we need to acknowledge that we have a problem. Yes, Houston, we're in trouble. We got a problem over here. So Isaiah, I'm going to just go to this scripture here, 10th chapter and the 12th verse, and it is instructing us, so righteousness for yourselves, reap the fruit of unfailing love and break up your unplowed ground. For it is time, that's my subject, to seek the Lord until he comes and showers his righteousness on you. It is time. It is time. Why do I feel that it is time? What am I saying? What is the problem that will make me say emphatically that it is time. I thought that it was time when I came, when, you know, life just happens to all of us. And when my husband died, April the 18th of last year, I said, God, PK, it's time for you to seek the Lord as never before, because now you're in a situation for real. I mean, the car accident, the sudden death, yes, he lived 4 days, but I knew the time I received the call in Florida that he wouldn't make it. I was in Florida and he was in North Carolina, for those of you who don't know, and I received a call that my husband had had a serious car accident. And I just feel like telling the story this morning, because sometimes when we tell the story, it assists with the healing process. And I need to say that this morning. I need to say that the reason we are in the place, God help me today now, I need you to help me. The reason we are in the position that we are in here in the United States is because we have not allowed ourselves and others to tell the story. The story is we are a country that has been built on racism. That was the system. And because we did not allow people to tell the story or to talk about it, we wanted everybody to be politically correct. So therefore, every now and then we would have the explosion whereby we would see with our own eyes the ugliness that this sin, and that's what it is, caused upon a people who were not invited. They were just brought over here to a country for a specific purpose, and it was economically, Lord have mercy, Jesus, help me to get it out without doing it wrong. Help me today, Lord, help me. And so because we have not allowed people to share the story and talk about this thing, we have not just only do we have post-traumatic stress syndrome and disorder, we also have post-traumatic slavery syndrome that has for years and years never been dealt with. And treat it as if there was a problem. We wanted to just sweep it under the rug and play and pretend that life was good for everybody. But Emmett Till's mother said, no, you won't pretend that my son was not killed and burned. No, we are going to leave the casket open so the world can see what was done to my son. And it's not only my son, it is all of the sons of color. Oh, God, help me today. I have a son. And so I felt it necessary today to just reminisce a little bit. It's Father's Day. It was a tough day for me yesterday. Tough as I remembered the fathers and the good fathers, good fathers, good earthly fathers, Josephus Fleming was, Elisha David Roberts was, you know, and they all died naturally, and thank God they did. But when I look at and thought about, this is what hurt me so bad, I thought about all of the other mothers who had to go through yesterday thinking about their sons and their daughters, their sons and their husbands and their brothers who were killed and lynched and burned and beaten and the knee on their necks. And yes, I am emotional. Yes, I am angry. Yes, I am hurt. Yes, so it's time. It's time to stop and look at this thing and make a decision that we will not have another incident just like this. Yes, it is time. It is time for us to stop and say, yes, the knee on the neck of George was absolutely murder. Yes, it is time. And how do we do that? How do we do that? We have it already here in the Bible, a pattern for what what we can do. It is time for us to stop and acknowledge that we have the problem, first of all. And after we acknowledge it, it is time for us to stop placating it with, God bless your family, God bless you, we are praying for you, and here is this and that and the other, for us to just go on. It's time for us to go on, you all, and just forget this. No, it's time for us to dig to the root of it and decide whether or not we are going to dismantle this unrighteous system and put something in place that is right so that righteousness can roll down. Hosea tells Israel it is time for them to seek Jehovah, that he their prayers, that he may hear their prayers and see the evidence of their insincerity and rain his righteous blessings upon them rather than judgment. Well, that's the way I feel right now. It is time for us to stop and seek God as never before. So Isaiah 55:6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Psalms 34:10 says, the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. You all, come on. I don't care what anybody else is doing. It's time for us to do the right thing and to do what God is telling us as we go back and see that the same thing that we are dealing with now is the same thing that Hosea was dealing with back in with the Israelites. We saw that the Israelites would do wrong and God would forgive them, and they'd go back and do wrong again and he would forgive them again. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I said, I am tired of seeing this same movie played over and over and over again where the people of color are absolutely killed in the streets. And then we go out and we are upset and we burn and we march and we, let's stop it. Let's just stop it. Let's just do it differently this time. Deuteronomy 4:29 says, seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Ha, ba, ba. Thank you, God. I believe that if we are to seek the Lord the way God's word tells us to do so, yes, we must continue to fast. And fast we must as if it is a righteous thing, not as if it is a grudging and begrudging thing. I know that some of you are already sitting on the edge of your seat saying, oh, my God, she's getting ready to tell us it's time for us to fast again. Well, it is time for us to fast again. Yes, it is. Glory be to God. It is time for us to truly turn our place down. We're taking it up a little higher this time. We are going to do more than just the Daniel fast. Oh, my God, here she goes. Yes, here I go and here I come. Yes, we are going to do a little bit more this time. We are going to seek God in a different manner this time. We are going in like we really mean it for real. Psalm 27:4. Oh, God, my time is gone. I needed to talk about the signs of a divided heart because we are divided. Oh, God, and there are signs of a divided heart. Okay, I hear you, Pastor Vanessa. I can come back. I'm coming back. I'm going to come back, and we're going to eat on this a little bit more. So let's just deal with the seeking part this morning, and don't worry about the division. Let's prepare ourselves to seek God as we've never sought him before. Let's go before God honestly, asking the Holy Spirit to lead us, to help us, to guide us, to whisper in our ear, place an angel at the gates of our lips so that we will say only the things that would be a blessing to God Almighty. Bless the name of Jesus. I don't know who this is calling me like they don't know I'm on prayer call this morning. God, I thank you, and I just praise you for your word. And I thank you, God, that you are letting us know that it is time for us to come forward in a different way than we have in the past. We got to do more than marching. We've got to do more than burning. And we've got to do more than crying. We've got to understand that there is a better way so that we don't have to come back this way anymore. With that being said, come on, Minister Willer, and take this thing, give us a few announcements, and let me give the benediction. And we're going to go out and start working, okay?
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that powerful message.
You're breaking up real bad.
Is this any better?
No, it's not. No, ma'am.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Okay.
See what we can do about this.
Bless the name of Jesus. Yes, you're doing one of those.
Is that better?
Oh, that's better. Yes, ma'am.
Well, glory be to God. We just thank you so much, Dr. TK, for just letting us know that it is time, and we're going to go before the Lord in prayer right now, and then I will call you back for the benediction. Father God, we come to you right now. We just thank you, Lord, because it is time. It is time for a difference. You said in 2 Chronicles 6:2, for he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation, Father. So we thank you for the favor that you have upon your people. Father, we thank you, O God, for the salvation that you have upon your people. I am in agreement with Dr. P.K. Roberts. It is time. It is time for a change. And we're not talking about the kind of change that Donald Trump is talking about. We're talking about a change for fairness, a change for justice, a change for what is right. A change for equity, a change, oh God, for love, a change for peace. It is time. So, God, we just ask God, Father, first of all, we thank you for Dr. PK. We thank you for touching her heart. We thank you for blessing her. And, Father, we ask that as the days that she goes forward in the days, oh God, that you just give her that peace, that you wipe her eyes, oh God, and we can just really feel what she's feeling because we are mothers as well. And you don't even have to be a mother to feel what the mothers whose sons have been murdered feel. So, God, change this world. Oh, my God. Lord, we ask that you be with our families who are bereaved, God. Comfort them during this time. Love on them, oh, God. Father, we lift up our family members and those who have been challenged physically, Lord. Touch their bodies. You said, God, that everything that has a name has to bow to the name of Jesus. So every sickness and disease, no matter what it is, COVID-19 has to bow to your name. Father, we thank you for every family member who has joined us, every new person who has joined us that look like family. God, bless them indeed. You know what they stand in need of. And God, let us not grow weary in well-doing because you said in due season we will reap a harvest if we don't faint. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for artist life. God, just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, family, you're going to want to go back and hear this amazing message. It is time. So to do that, you can go to the playback, and that's 712-432-1085, and the pin code is 957-677-pound. The new morning motivational call is immediately following this call, and the number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Again, thank you, Psalmist Tiffany, for bringing us an incredible phrase, and he is a good, good father. We thank you for your diligence. We thank you for your love. We thank you for always serving us with the excellence that God provides. And we thank you, Dr. T.K. Roberts-Patchen, again, for your powerful message. Will you come back and give us the benediction?
Oh, holy God, as we come to the close of this session, we ask that your precious Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide over each of us as we move in this time, because it is time for us to hear your voice and to be strong enough to say yes, Lord, to each and every command. So, God, we know that you are it. You are it in our lives right now. You are the it in our lives right now. God, it is time. It is time. It is time. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, go out, each and every one of you, and have a super fantastic day. God bless you. Bye-bye.